Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Midwest hog markets today are expected to be steady to $1 per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called mostly steady to 50 cents lower, with top prices from $44.50 to $48. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, October 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were 11,651. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $58.50 to $67.57. The weighted average was $66.25. On a live basis, spirals and gilts sold from $42.73 to $54.11. The weighted average was $50.97. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 14,867. The base price range was $56 to $71.62. The weighted average was $67.79. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.39 to $55.50, and the weighted average was $51.22. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. In the U.S. Midwest, frost and freezes occurred Saturday morning from much of the eastern half of Minnesota into Michigan and Ohio. Freezers mostly limited to central Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of lower Michigan, with central Wisconsin the coldest. Some damage to immature soybean crop may have occurred in central Wisconsin, where lows of 24 to 31 degrees was common. Other areas did not likely see significant crop damage. I know here across Illinois and Indiana, there was some frost, scattered areas of frost across northern Indiana, as well as parts of northern Illinois. I know my mom and dad live up in the Kankakee area. They saw some scattered frost in some of the rural locations up there. Temperatures will be too warm to threaten crops for at least the next full week across the majority of the Midwest. Thursday through Sunday mornings will be coolest in the far northwest Corn Belt, where lows in the 30s are most likely, with possible upper 20 readings late next weekend in minor crop areas of North Dakota. Summer crops in the region are likely mature and should not be negatively affected by the freezing temperatures. Widespread rain will fall in the Midwest in two waves through the middle part of next week. The first round of rain will fall today through the day on Wednesday into the western Corn Belt, with most of the eastern Corn Belt receiving rain Tuesday into Wednesday afternoon. Much of the western Corn Belt will see rain Saturday through Monday once again, with the eastern Corn Belt a couple days later. The expected rainfall will limit field work and bring a favorable boost in soil moisture for winter wheat emergence and establishment. Follow-up showers will return toward the 17th to the 20th of October. High temperatures for the next week will be mostly in the 60s and 70s, with some 80s in the far south today, so generally above average for the next 1 to 2 weeks. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, weekend was mostly dry. Highest temperatures were in the Delta and southeastern states were in the 80s. Lowest temperatures were in the 40s and 50s. After a long stretch of mostly dry weather, widespread rain will return to the Delta and southeastern states Tuesday, with follow-up rain in the Delta Sunday into Tuesday of the 14th, and scattered showers in the southeast toward the 14th and the 15th, and expected rainfall be beneficial to winter wheat emergence and establishment, but will cause some temporary delays to field work. Cotton and open boll stage development will be vulnerable to temporary discoloration, and the next round of significant rain is not expected until the 19th to the 21st. High temperatures over the next week in the Delta and Southeast will be in the 70s and 80s, with occasional 60s. Lows will be in the 50s and 60s, with a few 40s anticipated as well. In Brazil, rain fell heavily in southeastern Paraguay into Paraná and Santa Catarina during the Friday through early today. Amounts range from 2 inches to 4.8 inches, leaving the ground saturated and vulnerable to flooding. In southern Brazil, we'll continue to receive all the nation's most significant rain during the next 10 days to 2 weeks. In contrast, several areas in interior southern Brazil will experience flood conditions periodically due to the potential for frequent rain, with some heavy amounts occurring at times over saturated soil. A significant boost in soil moisture will be needed later this month across northern crop areas to support planting of summer crops, grain, and oil seeds. And some in unirrigated areas may find plenty of corn progressing more slowly than usual over the next 10 days, and the bulk of soybean planting normally begins in late October. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, rain fell over the weekend, focused on winter wheat areas of West Texas, the Texas Panhandle, and western Oklahoma, where a large portion of the region saw rain amounts anywhere from 3/4 inch to 1.5 inches. And Childers, Texas actually set a record yesterday with 2.2 inches. Rainfall over the weekend and caused some delays to fall planting in southwestern production areas, with delays expected to become more common across the rest of the region today. The moisture will be beneficial, creating an improved environment for seed germination and early crop establishment, as many areas have tended a little bit too dry. There will be another opportunity for moisture late this week and over the weekend as a pocket of colder air pushes into the plain states. Next week, weather will provide a good mix of scattered showers and sunshine. High temperatures today through Thursday will be mostly in the 60s and 70s. Temperatures will be cooler Friday through Sunday with highs 50s north to 60s south and a few 40s possible in the far northwestern areas. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 666, down 4.5. Last trade down 28.25. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 631.75. Down 8.5, last trade down 30.75. July of 2009, 687.5, down 1.25, last trade down 27.75. December corn open at 444, down 10, last trade down 23. March 464.5, down 8, last trade down 23. July 491, down 5, last trade down 23.5. November beans open at 971, down 21, last trade down 65. January 988, down 20.5, last trade down 66.75. July 1027, down 14, last trade down 64. December soybean meal opened at 263.50, down 6.30, last trade down 16.30. December soybean oil opened at 42.23, down 27. Last trade down 233. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets on this Monday morning is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Perfect.
Global economic crisis, it expanded over the weekend. The leaders of Europe's four biggest economies decided against a coordinated bailout plan. I suspect it had quite a bit to do with the overnights, and I suppose we're looking at follow-through here?
Oh, I think you're definitely going to see some follow-through out here again today. I noticed that our government's making some steps to try and put some more money out in the marketplace. I think I read where they're adding $150 billion to, it's a term auction for some money to depositories, so that's going to try and bring some liquidity back, but so far it doesn't seem to be helping the stock market a whole lot. But your major foreign exchanges were down 4%, 5%, 6% overnight. I think that all bodes against us out here in the marketplace, because now it's starting to get to where are we going to find the demand, Dave? Ocean freight continues to slip south, and that's a signal that we're not seeing the demand for ocean-bearing vessels. These guys are backing off, and really they should be probably backing off right now with their values, just because every day this thing sinks a little bit further. So the first real tone of an uptrend that we start to see a change in the tone of this market, we'll probably see some of that demand pop back in, but until it does, this thing just keeps walking away from us. Your crude oil's down $3.50. It was trying to make a little bit of a comeback, but seems to have run out of gas. The dollar's up 970 points. So all this bodes very poorly against our grain markets, and you certainly are probably going to test limit down. You may try and bounce off that a little bit. We're down 7-8 days in a row with only one day in the midst of there where we attempted to try and rally much at all. So it looks like we're going to start very, very weak again.
Do you see $4 corn in the sights of bearish traders?
You've got, yeah, I think you have to with the amount of index fund length that we've got out here. You're going to have a little bit of support as we approach the 420 mark, maybe again at 405 on the deuce corn, but your low last fall in October was 385, and right now I think that's got people's attention that we probably get it down in that ballpark, and you don't really have good support to crude oil until you get down to 86 to 87. So if we take those numbers out, we're probably heading down to those levels fairly quickly.
And on the soybean side, is 830 a logical area to look at?
Yeah, it's a possibility that we're going to get down in that range. We got to remember that for a lot of years we raised beans for 830, and we're pretty dang happy with that price tag. I think the thing that producers need to be aware of is, you know, to some extent what's happening with some of the fertilizer companies. You look at Potash Corp, and they've gone half their value in a matter of just 2 weeks. So I think that you're going to end up seeing fertilizer values come down, Dave, and that should be bringing the thoughts that we have to go higher because the fertilizer cost back out of the marketplace, because I think we'll start seeing some deals on fertilizer cut out here.
Very quickly, then, the calls.
Calls are going to be down 20 to 25 in the corn. We'll be down 55 to 65 in the beans. I doubt if we go limit right off the bat, and wheat will be down 25 to 30.
Thank you very much, Brian. Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.